The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
And good morning, this is Joel Skousen. Dr. Stan will be here with us shortly. Today we're going to talk about what's coming up in the World Affairs Brief tomorrow, or actually today. Main subject, will Reverend Wright be the undoing of Barack Obama? You know, it's never been clear to me what the powers that be are really trying to do in promoting and funding the presidential campaign of Senator Barack Obama while still promoting Hillary Clinton and John McCain. Naturally, each one of these three are controlled and will do their bidding, whoever wins. Each of these three have been protected from damaging stories that would normally sink any presidential campaign. So what gives? Have the powers that be turned against Obama now that the truth about his racist pastor, Jeremiah Wright Jr., has finally hit the mainstream press? Well, not really. The media is trying, clearly, I think, to contain the damage they failed to suppress when this story leaked out, despite their attempts to keep it from the mainstream audience. From the public's point of view, which is decidedly negative about Obama's long association with his virulently anti-American pastor, the mainstream pundits and commentators are still trying to defuse this issue, lauding Obama's speech on race this week as, quote, the most historical race speech on race ever. I think that's nonsense. What Obama's speechwriters did was use a sophisticated trick of deflection, changing the subject rather than answering the objection. By giving a speech on race tension and reconciliation, Obama forced his listeners to focus on their own race guilt and deflect attention away from Obama's 20-year-long support for a racist black radical preacher, which he never adequately explained about why, you know, he had maintained his association, and it's more than just maintained, as we'll see. He was intimately involved. This was his confidant. This was his mentor. And it's indicative, as I pointed out in the World Affairs Brief, Barack's long love affair with radical Marxism. And that's the secret that the press has kept from us all these months as he has climbed in the polls as the potential Democratic nominee.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I share your concern and your puzzlement. You know, so much of this really doesn't make sense. I mean, why didn't they bring this out before, dump him, and Hillary would have had a clear shot? But, of course, Obama really has done amazingly well, and I think the fact that he has done as well as he has shows that there really are an awful lot of good white people who would vote for a legitimate black candidate. The problem is that Obama is really affiliated with the radical left and really with an intense hatred, not only of whites, but of America as well. And when his wife would say, well, for the first time, I'm proud of being an American, or words to that effect, we really have to wonder, well, how did she feel about America before her husband was running for president?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you've had some very outstanding black politicians run for the office of presidency. Alan Keyes, for example, ran against Barack Obama. And the establishment, of course, just panned him. So obviously the establishment wanted to promote someone who was true to American values and was of the black race. Then certainly they could have promoted Alan Keyes. But, of course, he is to the right of George Bush and the neocons, and would not have stood for those things, was also an excellent Christian. So, you know, this is always a problem when you have to consider, you know, the news is not just reporting things, they are promoting things, and they have clearly promoted Obama, and as I say, it's not quite clear whether or not they want to run a dual ticket of Hillary and Obama. That's why they're continuing to promote both and keep them relatively equal. But the focus of this week's brief is that it does appear as if, in my opinion, that Hillary is going to surge ahead now, especially in the upcoming primary in Pennsylvania, and that this will give an excuse for the superdelegates to, you know, what the press has always challenged them to. Are you going to defy the public opinion? The Democrats have voted the popular vote for Barack Obama, but not really by much. They're really pretty even. He's slightly ahead in the popular vote because they have these divided delegates after each primary. So really the superdelegates really only need an excuse to defy the popular vote and vote for Hillary, and this certainly gives them that excuse.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how things play out. But in the final analysis, neither candidate is going to be good for America. Both will be a disaster. And then, of course, the question is the establishment going to push John McCain? And are they running Hillary because she's so terrible? Then many people would repudiate her, and that's the only way we'd ever be able to get another Republican after the catastrophe of George W. Bush.
Well, that's been my theory all along, is that Hillary is really has so much baggage and just so many people that don't want Hillary. And that's one of the reasons why there has been this big push for Barack. They have essentially kept all of the anti-war people in the Democratic Party, staying in the Democratic Party for Barack Obama, who has that image of being against the war. He really won't be, but it's an image they put forth. They wanted to keep the anti-war people in the United States from going to an independent candidate like Ron Paul or other third parties that may still arise. And certainly, you know, John McCain is the pro-war candidate. Hillary and Obama will be the timid pro-war candidate, but they simply won't stop what's going on there despite their rhetoric. So the establishment still has to manage these things. There's the wild card of Ralph Nader throwing his hat in the ring, and I think that's because they want to forestall a third-party candidate coming up. Ralph Nader simply siphons off more of those votes. He'll probably also siphon off some votes from the Democrats. That seems to me an indication that they want ultimately still to have this pro-war John McCain candidate to win. So we'll see as things get further on. But I want to make some general comments here on how this race issue has played out in this Barack Obama speech. Michael Gerson, who was a former Republican speechwriter, CFR, and writing now for the Washington Post, says the problem with Obama's argument is the right is not a symbol of the strengths and weaknesses of African Americans. He's a political extremist holding views that are shocking to many Americans who wonder how any presidential candidate could be so closely associated with an advisor who refers to the United States as, you know, that goddamn country.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talkie tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum,
yeah,
hear a hissing noise, see bubbling earth or water, vegetation that's dead or dying, or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. So, Joel, you pick up the story there.
We're talking about the disparity between the way that minorities can get away with hate speech versus the majority white Caucasians within the United States. Of course, all the pundits have praised Obama's speech as duty requires that they pay homage to the gods of race and civil rights. No one is allowed to actually champion the fundamental right of people to make discriminatory judgments in their selection of who they will do business with or live with. I've often made the point that philosophically the right to discriminate, that is to choose, discrimination has a broader definition than just race discrimination, but there is a broader right to discriminate against who you will rent a home to, associate with, do business with, and that right is slowly being chipped away. And it's very, very important. If you really don't have the right to discriminate who you will deal with, then someday you can be forced to deal with people of criminal behavior, of homosexual behavior, and other things that are and predators upon your own children in your own homes because of these forced tolerations that we have. Liberty requires that we have the right to be able to make whatever class judgments, even incorrect judgments, as long as others' fundamental rights are not infringed upon, and no one has a right to be accepted by someone else on their own property. Now, liberals insist that black and Hispanic leaders can vilify whites and engage in hate speech because they are the beleaguered minority and have suffered so much historically, and that their anger must be excused and tolerated. Whites, in contrast, are never to mention race of an attacker. And you notice that on the news. You see so many times you have the illegal Hispanics doing the criminal activity, and you never hear the word Hispanic male to describe them. Even when they're trying to give a description of these people. We're expected to tolerate racially favored propaganda forums like Black History Month. You can imagine the uproar if we had White History Month. There's an Ebony magazine. There's a regular public radio show called Latino USA. You can imagine tolerating an NPR show called White USA. Well, naturally, whites are never allowed to celebrate white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, of course, with the sinister acronym WASP. Accomplishments, or even Western culture is denigrated in American college curriculums, lest it be balanced, as they say, with studying other cultures. Well, there's something about Western culture that has brought the world up into the highest form of culture, and it should be celebrated for what it is. There's a great deal to be celebrated about the Christian culture. It has its flaws, certainly. There have been religion has been misused in many ways in history, but still, on balance, the Western culture and the ethic of Jesus Christ has brought and elevated the world to a high standard. And that should be celebrated, if nothing else, for its cultural purposes. But indeed, if a Republican candidate were to even remotely be associated with a Southern segregationist preacher, or someone who flew the Confederate flag or attended a church associated with the KKK, his campaign for president would be over in a minute. And yet the media has downplayed for months Obama's longstanding relationship with this extremist pastor, Jeremiah Wright Jr. Does Senator Obama practice the same kind of tolerance he preached in a sermon? Well, hardly. He not only, not too long ago, called for Senator Trentlott's resignation merely for making an offhand positive remark a private dinner honoring Senator Strom Thurmond, who had a segregationist past. Now, tolerance is obviously, in the United States, a one-way street. Well, that's my soapbox for today on the imbalance, I think, between the requirements of tolerance between minorities and Caucasians in this country. Now, as I pointed out in prior briefs, Obama's relationship with Wright is perfectly consistent with the senator's radical Marxist background. That is what being masked in this charade over race. Commentator Pat Buchanan was the only one who really had been willing on MSNBC.com to tell it straight. He said, "What is exceptional is that Wright is the spiritual father of Barack Obama, the pastor, teacher, and mentor who brought Barack into the church, married he and his wife, Michelle, baptized their children, and has been a confidant to the man who would be America's next president. For 20 years, Barack has attended Wright's church, listened to his weekly sermons, entertained him in his home, and I might add, had lunch with him weekly for many years, clearly more than a casual relationship. Yet it's Barack Obama who says that he never heard any racist rants within the church, nor that he was aware that Wright held so poisoned a view of his country. As Pat Buchanan says, folks, that simply is not credible. Wright is a famous preacher in black America, and Barack's denial he was ever aware of his remarks says that either he's a dissembler or a man so obtuse he ought not to be a security guard at Walmart, let alone the President of the United States." I think that's pretty well put.
I agree.
Well, Barack has now moved to separate himself, of course, from the Reverend Wright's ranting about the United States and the injustices of race, and removed him from his campaign roster. But, you know, as Pat Buchanan said, Wright has, for millions of Americans, filled in the blanks about Barack that the media has not told us about. Wright tells us the kind of company Barack keeps, the kind of men he holds close, the kind of men who has been mentor to him, and the beliefs he finds acceptable, if not congenial. I couldn't agree more. I think that short of some massive propaganda campaign equating any negative view of Obama with outright racism, Obama will not ultimately survive this scandal. The speech was philosophical and pandering to race. Unlike the Martin Luther King, "I Have a Dream" speech, this one was not quotable. But Wright's spewing forth of hate is very, very quotable, and there are at least four or five YouTube presentations of the pastor Wright that are getting a lot of play. And certainly this is tainting Obama in the minds of Americans, as it should be. Don Baltz, the Washington Post senior political writer, brought up this interesting point. He says, "The question is, which will last longer, Obama's eloquent words about racial divisions and reconciliation, or questions about his relationship with a man whose words have shocked the country? The danger is that what might last are the images of the Chicago pastor, edited and re-edited into television ads, YouTube videos, and an endless stream of emails delivered quietly into the computers of millions of America. He says that would be neither good for Obama nor the goals he talked about on Tuesday. And I say, in the view of the establishment's perspective, it would not be good. I think it's good for the American people to wake up to the radical background this person has." So I'm not lamenting the fact, as Don Baltz is, of course, the Washington establishment is going to promote Obama. They have been giving him a free ride all of this time, and they continue to do so while criticizing, obviously. They have to appear as if they're criticizing him, but then they soften that criticism.
And well, I think it's so interesting that Michael Gerson, who was formerly the speechwriter for George Bush, and then, of course, went over to work at the Council on Foreign Relations as a fellow, would come out and really say, "I think what needed to be said about Obama and his racism." So I would suspect that the establishment is really going to allow him to really have to face, you know, his real history and his real attitudes. And the fact that Gerson would bring this out at all, I think, is reflects the fact that they're not going to you know, protect Obama any longer, and that that of course will allow Hillary to move into position number one. And she is so ridiculous that probably we'll end up with John McCain, and may heaven help us, whichever one gets in.
Well, you may well be right, Dr. Stan. I'm convinced, as I say, Hillary's poll numbers are rising. I'm really not making the case that the powers that be have allowed this scandal to rise to kill Obama. I think, on the contrary, it rose despite all their efforts to downplay it. The media is still outright ignoring the claims of Larry Sinclair, you know, who claims to have had a homosexual liaison with Obama. The media is still trying to protect Obama. They don't talk about his chain smoking. He keeps saying he doesn't smoke in public, but he's a chain smoker in private. His wife has made various comments on the unclean person that he is, the uncouth person that he is. I mean, it's just incredible how open she's been at the beginning of the campaign about her husband's problem. And this is a person who's very, very skilled at shielding the public from his other persona, and that's starting to come out now despite the media press. But I think you're right. I think they want Hillary to get the nod, and her support among Democrats will rise now. And as I say, the key is the issue of superdelegates. It was interesting that the Post quoted several readers' comments after they praised Obama in his speech thing, and most of the people, there were some knee-jerk reaction of Democrats that are still pro-Obama, but most of them had some negatives to say. A guy named Dave Miller said, ever wonder why the Democrats have superdelegates? Now we know why. They are there to correct a situation where when a fraud like Obama, due to a lack of scrutiny by the media and voters, nears the nomination, is then found to be a hoax. Do your job, superdelegates. You need to boot out this unelectable candidate. And that's a very cogent comment, that he realizes that, boy, the media really dropped the ball. You know, it isn't dropping the ball. You know, I think they purposely hid this. As I talked about in a brief about 3 weeks ago, I said, you know, every one of these candidates have multiple skeletons in their closets. And the one who survives is the one the media picks to shield from those things and gives immunity from his scandals. I mean, they're all out there. They're all on the Internet. But the media fails to pick them up unless it gets too big and they have to address it. You know, a lady said, Janet, he says, the giant sucking sound you hear is the sigh of buyer's remorse in the state's Democratic primaries that have already held elections. They're regretting having voted for Barack Obama. A guy named, well, got a code name anyway, he says, given this latest screw-ups, the question should be asked, does Obama even know how to tell the truth? Does he have something against legitimate questions being asked and just flat-out refusing to give us a straight answer? I mean, obviously, there are certain people who saw through the ploy of talking about race and reconciliation and said, but you're not answering the question. Another guy said, it only makes matters worse when people in the media are so unwilling to critically assess this candidate all along. And finally, someone says, if Obama can't handle right, he can't handle North Korea, Iran, or the demons. He will have all in his soul. He said he's had a duty to speak up. If he didn't act like a man now, he won't act one like president. This is all about Obama, he said, not about race. Amen to that. This is not about race. This is about the flaws of a man who is hiding his radical Marxist background.
Amen.
Well, switching gears now, we're going to talk a little bit about the continued bailout of the economy. I call this theft, Dr. Stan, on a grand scale. It's not just you know, taxpayer theft. This was really theft by inflation. This is the insidious inflation tax that we're going to see more and more, normally hidden, normally blamed on the free market, but now open for all to see and painfully experience. The massive decline in purchasing power of the American dollar is quickly sapping the value of every bit of money Americans earn each week, and that value is never coming back. So there's a graphic recreation of the real CPI. I've talked about many times in the World Affairs Brief how the Consumer Price Index put about the Bureau of labor and statistics is extremely manipulated downward. They take things out of the common basket of food that are rising up in price. And believe it or not, I saw a special on TV, and they were talking about hockey shin protectors being in the basket of a CPI. Well, what are hockey shin protectors doing in there? As if the majority of their, and yet they take out fuel, they take out, nobody drives any cars, so we don't want that in the basket. This is so manipulated. They have the weighted averages. They have seasonal adjustments to make sure they do everything to keep the rising price of vehicles, cars, insurance, medical bills to show up in the CPI.
Oh, but it's even more incredible, they take out food. I mean, they took out
food and
fuel,
and they said
that, the core inflation rate is 2.1. Well, that includes the hockey pads,
Right.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network. This process is called hedonics. That's how they calculate the inflation rate. It's really a matter of lying.
Thing buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, what a bottle!
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up!
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. But before we go on, Joel, would you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and perhaps get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and maybe even want to subscribe to it?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. My World Affairs Brief is my weekly attempt to bring things that are omitted by the news stories into the news and to give people an idea of what's really going on behind the scenes. They can check out my World Affairs Brief on my website, which is at worldaffairsbrief.com, and they can get a free sample of the World Affairs Brief if they email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. If they forget how to do that, just go to the website, and it tells them on the front page how to get a free one-time sample if they're considering subscribing to the briefs. Lots of good free stuff on the website. My volunteer researchers post all of the top stories of the news each day on the website, so they're pre-sifted to get rid of as much junk as possible. Still, those stories are flawed, and that's the need for my World Affairs Brief to add back in the information. And that's how the media mostly distorts the news, not by outright lies, but mostly by careful, selective omissions, like we've been talking about today, the omissions of Barack Obama's really radical leftist background. Thanks to the alternative media, that's now getting out. So I encourage people to do what they can to find credible sources of information to keep up on, like your program, Dr. Stan.
Well, I appreciate that. We do our best to try to get the information out that people aren't going to get elsewhere. So go right ahead.
I also want to say before we move on, I have enjoyed seeing your DVD that you sent me. I know you have a lot of material that has been recorded from your past conferences. This was one of them, and your presentation on how the dark side of government works and its relationship with the occult was an extremely timely thing. I also enjoyed the interview with Earl T. Smith, who was the ambassador of Cuba when our own State Department betrayed President Batista and brought Fidel Castro to power. Very important video, and I know you have those available. I would highly encourage your listeners to go to Radio Liberty and see what's available in the archives. Just great stuff.
Well, that was called World Revolution, and for our listeners, it does contain an interview with the ambassador to Cuba at the time of the revolution there that points out that we knew Fidel Castro was a communist and brought him to power and kept him in power ever since then. But the American people aren't allowed to know that. The thing is that supposedly he's the enemy, the wicked enemy. That's why we've got to give more power to our government to protect us from the wicked Fidel Castro, who we brought to power and have kept in power. That's the incredible part of the story.
Yes, you know, we could have gotten rid of Castro at any time, but there were these secret deals that we made with that our globalist governments made with the government of Russia to protect, in other words, as price of getting the missiles out of the Cuban missile situation, we guaranteed that Cuba would not be overthrown. And even though the Soviet Union, quote, has been defeated, we've still maintained that. You know, we have not tried to overthrow that country, and it's a source of infiltration for many things, in Latin America, which, continue to have a problem with Marxist insurgency through Hugo Chavez of Venezuela and his patriots in Ecuador, as well as Brazil, which also has a Marxist president. The one thing I did want to comment on as a major thing, it's there's been a lot of information on Operation Northwoods, and I know you made mention of it in the video. It has been my experience that regular generals, especially the conservative type generals that were in the Joint Chiefs of Staff at that time, really do not fit the profile of developing plans to sacrifice Americans in a provocation to try to have an excuse to move into Cuba. I believe that the Operation Northwoods was leaked as a propaganda piece to actually denigrate the conservative military people at that time, which were much more conservative and much less yes men than today. But it has been my experience, because this happened during the time that I was in the military, that yes, we still had some yes-manship, but never would we have had actual military generals cooking up these plans. These are the kinds of plans that are cooked up by neocons, by globalists who don't have the morals and the standing. So that's my only comment there, that I'd be very cautious about, even though it appears to as I say, Operation Northwoods appears to justify the fact that today we do have these kinds of provocations. In my estimation, Operation Northwoods was a leaked propaganda piece against military generals who, very rarely, even today, would probably be susceptible to that. Certainly our politicians and our State Department people are susceptible to those kinds of provocations. Anyway, that's a side opinion on that issue, Dr. Stan.
Well, I always enjoy your opinions. You always have a different slant on things, and I appreciate it.
Well, back to our regular subject, we're seeing really, as I pointed out in last week's World Affairs Brief, there's really two economies. There's a speculative economy, of which these companies like Bear Stearns and Countrywide, and even though they're dealing in mortgages to the common individual people, it was Bear Stearns, by the way, who was the one who was primarily involved in packaging these mortgages and marketing to all the world. So it's only kind of poetic justice that they're the first ones to fall. But the bailout of Bear Stearns tells us a lot about what the establishment is attempting to do here, because this was more than just an ordinary bailout. First of all, they get J.P. Morgan, who is a let me just say before that Bear Stearns, by the way, is one of the 20 authorized dealers to market U.S. bonds to the other institutions and banks around the world. These people get a cut, a percentage cut of everything they market, and this is just a freebie, an ability to fund millions of dollars into the coffers of Bear Stearns, and they're one of the small ones of the 20. So the small one was the first one, J.P. Morgan's also one of those. So this is like one of their fellow brothers in the Brotherhood of Darkness taking over one another, and they got Bear Stearns at the bargain price of $2 a share. It's interesting that the executives of Bear Stearns were given a total of $5 billion in bonuses. Now, this is after bankrupting the company and shoveling out these evil packaged mortgage debt instruments to the rest of the world. They give themselves $5 billion in bonuses. Those bonuses would have had to be given.
Joel, are you there? Well, it almost looks like we've lost Joel temporarily, and so we'll just try to keep things going. But what Joel is saying is that the Bear Stearns executives had actually gotten to something like $5 billion in bonuses, and had Bear Stearns gone into bankruptcy, they would have had to have given that money back again. So I hear the music. Let's hope that we can get George on, he can get Joel back again.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. We've got Joel back for the final segment. I don't know what happened there, Joel, but you pick up the story.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. We're talking about the too-good-to-be-true deal that J.P. Morgan got in acquiring Bear Stearns. I think one of the reasons this package was done the way that it was done was to keep Bear Stearns from going into bankruptcy. Bankruptcy would have required that all the executives of Bear Stearns get back their bonuses because bankruptcy courts don't look highly upon people who bankrupt a company and take away, walk away from with billions of dollars just prior to the bankruptcy. That's happened all too often, whether it's Enron or dozens of other companies that have gone up, gone bankrupt. But most of the bonuses actually were paid out in stock options, and those stocks plummeted from $172 last year to $30 recently when they were given the bonuses, and now down to $2 a share, the price that J.P. Morgan Chase paid to acquire Bear Stearns. But even though the price was essentially a giveaway price at $2 a share, nevertheless, the company avoided bankruptcy. So Bear Stearns executives will have the opportunity, if they keep their jobs, to ride out this period under the protection of J.P. Morgan and see their stock options pay off someday in the future. I think it's very possible, because of the amount of inflation they're pumping back into the economy, that Bear Stearns will survive. Their cash flow is good, as being one of the government bond dealers, you know, they're going to win all the way through this bailout of other institutions because they'll get a cut of everything that goes through their hands on the way to bailing out the rest of the country. Wall Street Journal also pointed out that there were some highly unusual features in this bailout. For one, J.P. Morgan retains the option to purchase Bear Stearns headquarters building, a huge skyscraper in Midtown Manhattan, worth a lot of money. And also the Fed took responsibility for $30 billion in hard-to-trade securities. That's kind of a euphemism, hard-to-trade. These things had no value on Stearns' books, and the Fed took it over, replaced those values with T-bills, which are marketable. So they essentially made Bear Stearns instantly solvent again, and J.P. Morgan then gets one of their competitors out of the way. Probably 14,000 jobs are going to be, or 1,400 jobs are going to be up for the axe because J.P. Morgan and Bear Stearns do the same thing. In any case, this is really insiders bailing out other insiders. But as the Times Online said, this bailout of Bear Stearns sets an awkward precedent, rescuing the wholesale bank. And by the way, this is not a Federal Reserve Bank. This was not guaranteed. Nobody's funds are guaranteed. This was a wholesale commercial bank with no retail customers. It means that the United States could have to cough up much more for many other failures. It has not had to offer emergency loans to securities firms as distinct from banks since the Great Depression, and we're seeing them do it. As the Secretary Hank Paulson said, we're going to do whatever it takes to save this economy. That means, of course, that the ones who are really going to suffer are we, the little guys, who are going to end up paying through higher prices because this will be ultimately very, very inflationary.
I agree. But, you know, the amazing thing is that the Federal Reserve put out $30 billion for worthless securities and exchange them with good securities. I mean, J.P. Morgan's going to come out, you know, with essentially a $30 billion, you know, gift from the American taxpayers.
That's exactly right. Last topic I really wanted to cover was the Tibet protests. They're getting very, very heavy right now. China's moving troops into the regions to quell them. What China, of course, fears most about the current unrest is that Tibet will make it embarrassing for the international community to continue to deal with China, and there's the possibility of having a boycott at the 2008 Olympics. That is, if the international community really had any guts. We'll recall that back in the late 80s, 1980s, they had a boycott on South Africa trying to take down its apartheid government. And South African athletes were not allowed to participate in the Olympic. We have a government, and the Chinese communist is much more ruthless than apartheid ever was. And yet we're allowing them to hold the Olympics there to showcase. And, of course, China is doing all kinds of things to make it appear as if they're moderating, except within the country. For example, in their news things, they have stopped censorship within the news up until the Beijing Olympics. In other words, they've given people more of a free ride. And there's certain exceptions, like Tibet, for example. They're still censoring there. They have actually gone into the hotel rooms and physically removed from Lhasa, the capital of Tibet, international reporters that were there covering this Tibet. Of course, they'd already sent off their dispatches, and there's an awful lot of internet reporting. In fact, there's a new industry there in the high-tech area of hacking through the firewalls that the Chinese government has put out and being able to get through to the world about what's really going on in China. The big problem, of course, Dr. Stan, as you know, is that our own media is in collaboration with the powers that be in making China look good. They're not about to give. They have to cover this, obviously, but they won't cover the worst aspects of it. And they continue to downplay. They continue to upgrade diplomacy. They continue to play the role that China is trying to accommodate, and they will make token promises to that anything to defuse this situation. The normally protective Washington Post commented on Chinese efforts to suppress and censor news coverage of the unrest. And indeed they have. But, you know, what people really are not covering is the fact that, this is a very, very evil regime that does a lot more than simply suppress the Tibetans. They have a huge prison camp system called the Lao Gai. It's every bit as big as what the former Soviet Union had in the Gulag Archipelago that Solzhenitsyn wrote so eloquently about. They persecute religion openly in China. They have forced abortions, general denial of freedom and democracy, and they, not to mention, of course, being a major future military threat to the world.
And the amazing thing is that the United States government and American corporations and banks are doing everything they can to build up that evil country. You have to ask yourself why. Hey, we're out of time, Joel. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there and you agree with the message we have, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV, war, because we are under attack, not from without, but from within today. Joel was mentioning the DVD, my interview with Ambassador Smith, and of course it was back in 1980, the American ambassador to Cuba at that time was a multi-billionaire, and I had the privilege of talking to him. And basically, he told me, we knew Fidel Castro was a communist. Now, we can't let the American people know that. You're supposed to believe what the establishment wants you to believe. But the truth is, we brought a known communist to power, and that's the subject suddenly going into the background of the phony Bay of Pigs invasion where we sent those men in to die, another no-win effort on our part. So the DVD is called World Revolution. We hope you'll want to get it, listen to it, copy it, get the information out. So World Revolution is a very, very important DVD. Of course, our new talk on the planned police state, and it comes with a syllabus. We hope that you'll want to get that. Why has America changed? Who wants a police state? Who is behind it? Well, you'll find out in our talk, planned police state, and the syllabus that goes with that. You want to understand what's happening financially today? The financial tsunami and the syllabus that goes with that. You want to understand about water fluoridation and how they are poisoning our children, destroying their minds, lowering their intelligence, and they know these things. They just don't want you to know about it. That's the hidden agenda, and the syllabus with that is one of my favorites because it has all sorts of scientific studies. We got permission from the magazine Fluoride to reprint the abstracts about how the water fluoridation increases the incidence of Down's disease, lowers the sperm count, lowers the testosterone level, lowers their fertility. Why are so many men having problems with sexual function? Why do they lower their testosterone? How have they done it? They fluoridated their water. But you're not supposed to know these things, and all the scientific studies are there, and you'll not find them elsewhere. That's the hidden agenda, the talk, and, of course, the DVD. You want to understand how they're poisoning your children, your grandchildren, with mercury, the talk by Dr. David Ayoub, Mercury Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. And if you get that DVD, you get the CD-ROM that comes with it, with literally thousands of pages of scientific literature. They know what they're doing. The establishment knows they're poisoning your children. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack from within today. Who is doing this? How is it being done? We have to understand that there is an invisible government. We have a two-party system, and both parties are controlled by the same people. The Secretary of State, the head of the CIA, the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, they always come from the Council on Foreign Relations. You need to get my 4-tape set on the secret government, with the interview with Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, our 4-tape set on the secret societies, or you can get it all together on the secret government special. Important information you're not going to have access to elsewhere, and of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get the book and the talk, The Forbidden Secret, because there is a forbidden secret, and we're going to tell you again. 1-800-544-8927 until Monday. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs.